This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alrighty, hour number two. What's happening? Tiki and Tierney. This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network on this Thursday was good. Coming from our studios here in the Rocket Mortgage Studio, whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Well, we're just getting going. The baseball lockout, obviously the huge theme of hour number one. Brent Musburger dishing on the John Gruden situation. I'll hit that coming up a little later. Notre Dame's got their guy, John Heyman, third hour on the lockout. Troy Aikman on NFL Super Teams. Squeeze in some NBA stuff. Twitter, Tiki and Tierney, Instagram as well. All right. Now, listen, selfishly, I am pumped up for tomorrow night, man. Now, you hear me talk to Tiki a lot. My affiliation with St. John's going back to the early 2000s. It's crazy. First year I ever called the St. John's game, Mike Jarvis was still the head coach. I've gotten to know their somewhat new coach now pretty well. I do a TV show with them, the Red Storm Report, on the MSG Network, which airs once a week every season beginning in January. The Johnnies are 5-1. This man's credentials are really unquestioned. Everywhere he's been, he's been a winner. And tomorrow night's going to be great. That place is going to be popping. It's the new arena where the Islanders play. It's called UBS Arena. And St. John's is taking on number 8 Kansas, all right? The first basketball game there. Isles have played there, but it's going to be the first basketball game. And I'm joined by Mike Anderson now. Coach, what's happening, buddy? How you been, dude? You okay?
Hey, the Big East versus the Big 12.
That's right.
Okay, we're super excited. I'm going to tell you what, our guys are excited, and tell you what, our students are super, super excited. So, New York, Johnny's Nation, let's show up and let's show out. Let's get some energy going in that building.
No, I love it, man. Now, listen, Mike, I follow this stuff because I obviously follow the team. As a national show, let me just get everybody up to speed a little bit. Most basketball, if you're a college basketball fan, you certainly know the name Julian Ciampetti, as well as Pasha Alexander. And your position from day one with any player has always been, hey, listen, go do the draft process, feel it out, do what's best for you and your family. As Julian began to, and he's back obviously as a junior, and he's putting up over 20 points a game because he's terrific. As he was starting the process, did you think he'd be back this year? Take us back 6 months. What did you anticipate?
I thought he would be back. I just thought that Julian he's a thorough thinker. Mm. And he's not trying to be on that fast track. He wants to have staying power. If he's going to play in the league, he wants to have staying power, and that's all we talked about. It's not just getting to the league, man. It's time about making a career out of it. And I think, you know, the things that we talked to him about before he even went through this process, or he got confirmed when he went and worked out with the NBA teams. And so it just, to me, it's just, I'm happy to see the process work and see him come back and continue his development. That's been the biggest thing for me, is watching him just develop. And even as we talk about this year, I mean, I got in this morning at 8 o'clock to my office. Mm-hmm. This guy's already worked out. He's already got a sweat going
really?
On.
Really?
And he's doing it every morning. And the beauty of it, I love, was he had a couple other guys with him that had done the same thing. So not only is he getting himself ready, he's showing leadership as well.
Mm-hmm. So when he talked to the teams, what did they say they wanted to see him focus on to get better at?
I think defensively, become a better defender. Obviously, continue to expand his game, and we're seeing him, you know, playing on the perimeter. But at the same time, still have the mindset you can go get us 10 rebounds and get some of those tough rebounds. make some of those tough plays. His ball handling, his assists, totals have gone up tremendously already. And just, again, it's just the continued process. And he's showing the grit that you got to have to play and be a big-time player. You got to remember now, he's got a target on him.
That's right.
And so, and he's responding to that, I think, the right way, and he's trusting his team as he goes through this.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, if you're watching on TV, we just had the stats up there before for Julian. He's putting up over 21 points a game, but having done the games this year, I've actually seen him miss some shots that I think he kind of makes in his sleep here. So is it, and I anticipate, Mike, eventually those shots will start dropping, hopefully tomorrow night. Do you think it's a byproduct of him pressing a little bit to prove that he's first-round worthy, or defenses focusing more on him, or both?
I think it's a combination of that, but you gotta remember now, let me ask you this here. If you're not shooting the ball, can you impact your team? That's what you say to yourself. And I think we've seen him doing that in different ways now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're talking to Mike Anderson, head coach of St. John's, 5-1 on the season, playing Kansas Billy Self Squad tomorrow. Former St. John's coach Norm Roberts is on that staff. And, you know, as I introduced you, and Mike, we've had you on the show a few times here, but just, again, for the national audience, it's always a different introduction because I want everybody to get a sense of, you know, where you've been if they don't really know where St. John's is. Because let's face it, while you've had some improvement since you took over, St. John's the last 20 years has lacked the profile that it had when I was a kid, which made me fall in love with the program. And one thing I noticed, Mike, and I think I've told you this, I've certainly told the new AD, Mike Craig, this, since you came in, and, you know, I was there with Jarvis, I was obviously there with Norm, I love Mullen, he's a friend, he was my idol growing up, loved Lavin. But no St. John's coach ever told me on the record, as you've said while we're sitting there doing a show, the goal is to win a championship, man. Like, not a single St. John's coach has ever said that. You've said that. Now that you see the new president and the new athletic director, why do you believe you can do eventually what no other St. John's coach has really even come close to doing since Jarvis's last year? But it's been a long time, Mike.
I just think it's all about the vision and the commitment. I think that's the biggest thing part of it. And then, you know, where I've come from, you know, I've had a chance to be on a team that won a national championship, many, many Final Fours. I go to UAB in my second year in Sweet 16. When I go to Missouri in my third year in the Elite Eight. And so I know what's in front of me, and that is my goal. And so we're assembling, you know, teams that can get us there. And you look at the success that has taken place here at St. John's. And obviously, if you can do it in New York, you can do it anywhere. So I'm super excited. There's a reason why I'm here. And mm-hmm. that's why I really feel that in my heart. And I want my staff to come with the same mindset. And I got to have the players to have the same mindset. And I think the people here, they're thirsting for some really good things to take place. And I just feel it's just me. It's just who I am.
Yeah. No, you're a winner, man. I mean, the resume, you've never had a losing record, ever. You're one of, what, four coaches, along with Izzo and Mark Few and one other that I'm forgetting right now? I mean, for those who don't know, Mike Anderson, one of only four coaches to not have a losing season. And I know that Louie's been a great voice for you. I mean, Louie Cardoseca, God, I'm actually making the side of the cross. I love the guy. It's like he's like New York's godfather. We love him. Louie's going to be 97 next month, but you guys still communicate, and he's still an asset for you, right? You really lean on Louie.
Oh, I talk to Coach probably once every week or every 2 weeks. And as a matter of fact, I got a chance to meet his lovely wife. They came down, and she wanted to see the statue.
Wow.
And so it was kind of awesome to go in Conasucker Arena.
Yeah.
And get a chance to see Conasucker statue there, the coach Conasucker, and get a chance to visit with him and his wife.
It looks amazing, by the way. You know, when I saw it, I wasn't there for the ceremony, but then the first game that I did, I mean, when you walk in, it changed the whole aura. It's long overdue, and I know that it was something that the school wanted to do, but I think we both know that Mike Craig was a real impetus behind it. And talk about Mike a little bit. I have a really good relationship. Mike is the AD. For those who don't know, he came from Duke, and he was there for about 30 years with Coach K. Mike Craig is a big vision AD, isn't he, right, Coach?
Oh, without a doubt. And like I said, I think all the vision kind of lines up in terms of what we want to do. I mean, you got to remember, he was you know, Coach Krzyzewski's right-hand man through all the championships and all the building of that program. And so he shares the same vision that I do, and he's working morning, noon, and night as well as I am. And so I'm his guy, and with that being said, I always tell them I want to make them look good. So we're busting our tails, and I just want our fans to come out and enjoy this team. Last year, didn't have the luxury of coming to the arena, mm-hmm. but you could see with the influx of some new talent and the way our guys played, and they got better. Well, this team here this year will be the same way. They're going to get better as the guys understand their roles and get their identities. And to me, it represents New York, man. Blue collar, in your face, 94 feet. Let's play basketball.
Oh, man. For those who don't know your style, you just get up and down the court, man. It is, you know, I don't want to say everybody's got the green light from downtown. I'm sure there's a few kids you like tap the brakes. You're not shooting from 20 feet, but very few fast breaks, alley-oops, dunks. How excited are you to get into this new building tomorrow night?
Well, we're looking forward to it. Like I say, it's obviously it's an opportunity for us to do something, you know, to play in an arena for a historic time, first time there, and we want to, you know, want our fans to be in there and provide some energy and just show the whole nation, you know, what takes place here in New York and New York's team.
So, Michael, let me ask you this, because, you know, I interact with a lot of St. John's fans. And one thing, and listen, by the way, and I'll admit it as well, as I'm sure you would, the last couple of games against mid-majors, you guys haven't been sharp for 40 minutes. There's been spurts, you know, leads dissipate. You've won. You guys are 5-1, and now the heavier competition, with all due respect, starts to come. But how do you find that as a challenge? Because let's face it, the schedule comes out, and the team knew you had Indiana 2 weeks ago. You got Kansas tomorrow night, and a bunch of teams you're supposed to quote-unquote beat. Is it a challenge to get, you know, 10, 11, 12 young men to remain focused for 40 minutes against a team that, in their minds, they probably think can't beat them?
Well, I've always championed that every game's a big game, and no matter who you play. Because, you know, everybody's got players, and obviously, you know, you can't just look at the name of the jersey, because, you know, in any given night, and we can just look at what took place last night with some teams. I mean, BYU's go to the Utah Valley.
Yeah.
You never ever take it for granted. And guys, you know, kids, they follow the social network, they listen to all the people, how they talk and all that. And my deal is, you got to show up and play each and every night. Anybody can beat anybody. Everybody has players, and with this transfer portal and all that's going on. So, but our job as coaches is to make sure our guys are focused in on the next game. Mm-hmm. That's all I want. And obviously, we're not playing our best basketball right now, but I think in time it will. Mm-hmm. But we got to remember now, also, when you got 9 new players, and I look at Kansas roster, Kansas has 8 Lettermans coming back, 4 starters. We have 9 new players.
I know you do.
Never done a St. John's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So we will become that team, and these games here only get us ready for the Big East Conference, which is a great, great conference. So, but we want to represent the conference in a great, great fashion, and I always say that our fans are worth 8 to 10 points. We need all the points we can get, so we need all the fans to come out tomorrow and make the UBS Center a place where, you know, the opponents don't want to play at.
Yeah, no, I agree. I can't wait to slap on the headsets and call this game. So, Mike, I'm going to wrap it up with you in a minute, but I want to get to one other player. I'd be remiss if I didn't at least get a little something on Pasha Alexander. We spent some good time on Julian Champagne, and that's obviously Mike Anderson, head coach of St. John's, playing Kansas tomorrow night. Both teams are 5-1, UBS Arena, as we said. Posh to me. Now, Beverly, you obviously know Patrick very well. Beverly's... Yeah. Posh is thicker. Like, he looks almost like a fullback, but he moves like a tailback. Like, what is his – I almost don't want to say what's his professional profile, because he's only a sophomore in college. But when you see Posh in a year or two or three, what do you see?
I just see a guy that's been like a coach on the floor, being a leader, being a guy that can – dictate the game with his defense. He's like a lightning rod. I mean, just think, he's like a one-man press, you know, for our basketball team. And I think the beauty of it is, with all the success he had last year, I think he's come back with the right mindset. Now he understands, you know, his role will change from the standpoint of being a distributor. I mean, he's one of the, I believe he would be one of the top assist guys in our league when it's all said and done. And he's been putting that on display. But he's important in what we do. He has a toughness that you can't teach heart. And what it does, it just rivets through our team. It just trickles all the way through our basketball team. So he's very, very important in what we do.
Hey, by the way, you going to start busting out the suits again? I know you got a sweet collection of gear. You got to start wearing some suits again here, Coach. What are you doing?
All right, man. I'll be getting all my secrets out now.
It's only a secret if you don't wear it. You know what I mean? Hey, Mike, good stuff. I'll see you tomorrow night. I can't wait to see the arena, and I can't wait to call this game. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
You got it. There he is, Mike Anderson, head coach of St. John's. And, you know, the thing about a lot of you know Champagne, Posh, and a lot of you know Posh Alexander as well. How about this for a stat? And then we'll get a break. We'll get into this Brent Musburger situation or comment. Not situation. What he said about Gruden. So in the history of the Big East, and the Big East goes back to 1979, there have been, before last year, three freshmen to win the Defensive Player of the Year award. You ready for the three names? One is Patrick Ewing. One is Alonzo Mourning. One is Allen Iverson. And the other was Posh Alexander a year ago. St. John's could be really good this year. I thought they'd be a little, how do I say it, a little more well-oiled or a little bit more fully in sync in some of these games here. But they're 5-1, and they've got upside. And listen, as I've said on social, as I've said to Coach and their AD, Mike, who I really like, and if they're not an NCAA tournament team, something went awry. This team is supposed to be playing and not just get there and lose. Like, this is the best St. John's team in a long time. In a long time. And it's going to be a fun season. I'm not saying they're beating Kansas. I'm not saying they can't. But in terms of totality, you know, St. John's should be good this year. They are good. All right, we'll get to the Brent Musburger situation coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.